young, he used to appreciate smart people. And when he got older, he appreciated kind people. We'll remember that in a minute. Chazal say that the plague on the individual, the machala, disease of tzaraat, is delivered upon a person who spoke Lashon Hara. And you see an allusion to that in the direction of the Psukim, starting with really the Aliyah for Rishon, Rishon Moshe Velamor, Adam Ki Yev Or Basaro, Tzedal Sapachat, etc., etc. And then we have a weird thing. If you have this disease, so what do? You go to a doctor. Or in this case, the doctor of the soul is the Kohen. So we would expect the pasuk to say, Uba el Aharon haKohen Rolechad Mibanav haKohanim. But that's not what it says. It says, Vehuva el Aharon haKohen. And he is brought. Meaning, he's not the subject of his life now. He's the object. He is the one who's carried. And the Kohen sees him, and the Kohen decides what to do with him. And he is carried, and he has done this too and that too. He's objectified. Just like the person who speaks Lashon Hara, other people, is objectifying others, so too, he becomes objectified. What goes around comes around. But then we have this strange pasuk. V'im paroach tifrach hatzarat ba'or v'chista. If this disease, whatever it is, it's not, people say it's leprosy, it's not leprosy. Whatever it is, some say it's Legionnaire's disease, I don't know. You can go look in the history of medicine and figure out what the disease is. V'im paroach tifrach hatzarat v'chista. Hatzeratet kol or hanega merosho v'ad raglav. What if the person is completely covered in this tzarat from head to toe? L'kol mareh inei kohen. Everything the kohen can see. V'rat kohen v'inei chista tzeratet kol b'saro v'tihar d'naga. The kohen sees the person as opposed to when it's only on part of his body. When it's on part of his body, the person's declared tamei. But when it covers his entire body, v'tihar et hanega kulo. The Kohen declares the blemish, which covers his entire body, tahor. Kulo afak levan tahor hu. He's tahor. It's one of those paradoxes. We know that the Torah sometimes has paradoxes. Paraduma. Sudden parches para is a paradox. So here's a paradox. When it's only on part of the body, the person's tameh. When it's on his entire body, the person's tahor. We're going to learn a little difference between Misnagdim and Chassidim, okay? My go-to in Parsha, as you know, is Netziv. So Netziv says, he's medayik in the Pasuk and says something quite startling. He says, if you look at the pasuk, what does a Kohen do? V'tihar et ha naga kulo. And he is mitahir, not the person. Doesn't say the person, but the naga, the disease, is mitahir. Netziv says the whole goal of tzarat is to give musar. The person did something bad, he deserves musar. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends this divine decree, this miraculous disease, and the person gets musar. You shouldn't do what you're doing. You shouldn't speak Lashon Hara about people. You should be bad to people, etc. What happens when it's so bad? When the person is so consumed, says the Netziv, that he's beyond musar. Sometimes, says the Netziv, a person is beyond the capability of even hearing anyone correct his ways. Even the Rabbeinu Sholem. Person be so far gone, there's no point in even giving him muster anymore. So when the nega, which represents his being, has been totally consumed by this tzarat, Hashem says, he's not going to listen to anyone anymore. So he's tahor. He can come back to the kilah. He things he touches aren't tamei. He's just not going to listen. That's an netziv. I want to suggest a different reading than a mystical photo. One of the most famous ma'amarim of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov,
he quotes the Pirkei Avot, which says, Chayav Adam Ladunikol Adam Lakav Zkut. It's a mitzvah to judge every person Lakav Zkut. Now, it's true, if you look at the Rambam, the Perash Mishnayot, he says, oh, that's only if you don't have a reason not to. If the person hasn't indicated in their personality they're not a person deserving of it. Rav Nachman doesn't agree. If the Kohen sees, now this is me, but we'll see how it's Rav Nachman. If the Kohen sees a person whose totality is corrupted, if that's how he views, if the Kohen views a person as totally not redeemable, just like the Sanhedrin in capital crimes, when they see a person and they cannot find a single one to claim there must be a reason not to kill him, if the entire Sanhedrin agrees, he's guilty, there must be something wrong with the Sanhedrin. No one is purely guilty. No one is pure. There's a problem in the Sanhedrin. There's a problem in the Kohen. If the Kohen can't find a spot that's clean, I think the Kohen has a problem. So Rav Nachman says, it's quite beautiful. If you know this Mamar, it's one Mamar you should know. Rav Nachman says, there's a mitzvah in every human being, there's a spark of holiness. Everybody. The person you dislike the most, they have a spark of holiness within them. So you've got to find that. And if you can't find that, if your roommate annoys you so much, you just hate him, you got to find that spark of holiness. If your brother drives you crazy, if you have a brother, I have a few brothers, you got to find the spark of holiness. If the person down in your dorm room or the rabbi or the person, there's a spark of holiness in every human being, and it's your job to find that. And if you can't find that, it's a problem in you. You're the Kohen. You can't find the one spot of holiness. And what Rav Nachman says, you find that spot, you concentrate on that spot, and you can increase that spot. You find another spot of holiness, another spot of holiness, and eventually you can drive the tzarat out. Because you find holiness in every human being. It's incumbent on you. You have to look. We, not just you, we, it's not Mr. Everybody, it's Mr. Me too. So it's hard. It's really hard sometimes to find the love for your fellow man. But there's no way someone's totally corrupted. There's no way anyone you know is totally corrupt. You've got to find the spark of holiness. And when you can find that spark, you can drive all the tzarat away. So while that person might have corrupted himself or herself or whoever self, it's our job to try and be the Kohanim that try and find the spot of holiness within everyone and drive out the tzarat every day.